I'm gonna take it down a notch in terms of happiness, but
Down to a low level of happiness.
there was an airplane flight, I guess, that crashed in well, there's been two recently. One was in Libya, and there was only one sole survivor, and I guess it was a little boy from the Netherlands, and I guess like his parents both died, and then his brother died, and they were coming back from vacation. Everybody in the entire plane died. Kind of reminded me of that movie Unbreakable.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
And I guess he broke both his legs, I guess, or whatever, and they put him in some hospital, and then his relatives came and flew down and met him and stuff. And they were saying that he for a couple days that he's recovering, and it's this miracle story, and here's what's going on. And the ambassador was like, oh, like we're looking up on all the details of the flight and this and that. In the meanwhile, we haven't told him that his parents have died.
Oh,
There was
yeah.
like a couple of days where he didn't know, and worse yet, the entire world knew, which is
Yeah.
kind of this weird situation, right? It's just like, on the one hand, it's like this kid is like obviously been through a traumatic situation, and it's like he must know that he's in pain and like, he's in the hospital, something's wrong, something's weird. And like, hey, where are my parents? I'm not sure if he asked that question or not, but it's like I felt almost like I was on some sort of like a weird reality TV show where you're like watching this one guy who doesn't know this huge secret that the entire world knows.
Right.
And it's like not some secret like, oh, we replace your folders with U-Ban. It's like, no, your parents are dead. And your entire
Yeah.
family is dead,
That story is really something almost like out of fiction. You know, the fact that there's one
It was
survivor,
crazy,
you
right?
know?
And actually, it was funny because I was reading an article and they were saying actually it's happened a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. If my plane ever crashes, I feel really bad. But I want to be the guy who survives.
And then of course there was like, oh, it's a miracle. I guess it just wasn't his time yet. Like I guess God just like didn't want him to go yet. It's like, really? Like all the other people. What about them? I guess it was their time, right? And I guess not only that, but when it crashed, like the plane, blew up and like crumbled and shuddered to a stop within yards of somebody's house, apparently.
Wow.
Some guy just lived on the end of the runway or somewhere downstream of this plane. It was like some school administrator or whatever.
Yeah.
And like there was like debris, like shards of stuff in his wall, I guess, or
Oh
like
my
his house
gosh.
is kind of like sooty with like plane.
Yeah.
And like literally apparent, I mean, I didn't see the pictures, but they said it was yards within his house. I'll take that to mean 15 yards.
Yeah.
But just imagine like all this stuff. Cool. It's like, whoo, dust of
That bullet. Ooh.
That's, I mean, it's a couple of crazy close calls in that story. It's just
Yeah.
like wild.
Man.
And then the other one that was, I didn't, I was thought it was weird also was I guess it was a plane in Afghanistan that crashed and 46 people died. Well, I think, and it sounded like all of them died or they haven't even found the plane yet. It's just kind of unaccounted for or something. But I read a headline and it was like three British foreigners or three British nationals on plane that went down. That was the headline. Really? There's 46 people that are missing and three people that thought that is, are you like enticing me to read the story or is that why you're telling me to read the story? How about plane goes down, 46 lost. Does it matter what nationality they are?
So I think you're saying that there's sort of an inherent either racism or nationalism in
Well, yeah,
the
I mean, I don't think
headline.
it's racism. I think it would be even bigger headline if it was US citizens because we're in the US.
No.
Maybe in Britain it's a big story. But even
Yeah, I
in Britain,
mean.
it's like, okay, plane goes down, and then like first paragraph, second paragraph, unfortunately, three British nationals were on that plane, whatever. Or I mean maybe not even the first or second paragraph. It should be further down. But it's like what happened? How many people died? That's crazy. That's terrible. And then it's like, oh, and closer to home, three of those people were on this plane
Right.
who lived in our country.
But the idea is, I guess they thought that they would grab more people's attention, more of their readership, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, which I think that sort of implies a if not racism, a some ism. There's an ism at work there. A Western centrism, I guess, which maybe is more forgivable than racism or whatever, but it's saying, I mean, in essence, it's saying like these were the more important people to you, leader. And it's making that decision for you. Which I feel like there's something kind of wrong about
it. It's kind of like this localism.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to say. I mean, like,
it sounds like a bunch of surfers who beat you up when you get on their beach.
Locals only!
Get out of here, man!
But yeah, I mean, it's like, imagine it was like, oh, and three surfers died in a plane crash. It's like, three surfers? Oh my god! Are their boards okay? Oh!
Tragic, bro. Epic. Wonder if they rode the plane crash.
I mean, do you think all the rest of them were Afghans? Probably there were some, like, Irani people on there and Iraqi people on there and things like that. But, I mean, they don't get mentioned. Maybe it was all Afghani people. But still, right?
Right, but they, I mean, those people have equal weight.
Right.
Right? Or do they? That's the question that the...
And it irked me that the headline, it was like you said, the thing that should grab you, the thing that has the fact that you want to absorb in here. It's not... that the plane crashed, it's that there's three people died on this thing and they happen to be British.
Yeah.
And that this is in the United States. Like, why, you know, in Britain, all right, I mean, still a level down in terms of excusability, but it's like in Britain at least, okay, fine, three Brits died. But I read this in the United States and it was from the AP, right? I mean, I think the AP is sort of this international / US organization.
English-speaking world, at least.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I don't know, all the headlines I read are all U.S. headlines. Yeah. I don't read a lot of like, oh, you know, like the Tories did this or something like that, except for recently because of the whole British election thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, usually it's not U.K. headlines, it's U.S. headlines. Mm-hmm. And then there's three Brits who died. I'm not down with that. That's the end of my...
Here ends the rant. Write in with your opinions. A regular search for truth at gmail.com. I didn't check our email, by the way.
I didn't get any. I had another thing. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, there's actually, putting those two stories together, there's actually an interesting episode of history back when the British were the bosses in the Indian subcontinent. They sent several expeditions to Afghanistan.
Right.
Afghanistan being the element of one of those airplane stories. And one of these expeditions had, you know, I don't know, say a couple thousand guys, you know, I don't know, 1,000 British soldiers and then 1,000 Indian soldiers and whatever. And, you know, their, whatever you call the support crew, you know, people that make it so the army can march. And they, you know, go up through the Khyber Pass into Afghanistan to try and establish British, you know, rule in Kabul or whatever. And one guy came back. Yeah. That's one of those things that's like, whoa, that actually happens in reality, that one guy comes back? Ridiculous.
Hey, man, where are your friends?
Oh, man. Dude, I have a story to tell you. And I mean, geez, that poor kid, though. I mean, like, is that something that you can just sort of move on and...
Especially because you probably saw them all, like, it was probably horrible.
Yeah. I feel like that British soldier who came back in, you know, 1870 or whatever year it was that this expedition happened, like, he became, like, a crazy guy on the streets of London somewhere, you know, or something like that. Like, he didn't...
Or a national hero, one or the other,
Or then he was a crazy guy in his bedchamber.
Right.
You know, like he was pinned, a lot of medals were pinned on his chest, and then he went, you know, at night he was nuts.
Actually, there's that famous story of, I guess, of a Napoleon trying to march into Russia.
Oh, yeah.
He took like a million troops or something like that. And
our numbers are highly inflated.
In like the dead of winter or something like that.
Yeah.
And he came back with like 50,000 or, you know, like 1,000 or
something
like that.
Well, that's what that book War and Peace is about.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's an interesting book.
Did you read all of that?
Yeah. It's sort of, you know, I read it and that I heard that it was supposed to be like the greatest novel of all time. And I was sort of like, it was decent, it was good, but for greatest, it read a lot like a soap opera.
Right, right.
You know? So I'm like, okay. I don't know that it really, like, in terms of the Russian literature that I've read, Tolstoy, like, told a good story. But I don't know that he really broke a lot of philosophical ground that like a lot of the other Russian novelists that I've read did.
Right.
So,
Well, where do you think it compares to Lolita, which is
which is like Russian immigrant
right.
literature. They are totally different. I
Yeah.
mean, War and Peace is sort of this epic, you know, historical fiction thing, and Lolita is kind of about this one sort of sick guy who really loves this girl.
But Lolita has been called like the best book of the 19th of the
20th century.
20th century.
Yeah,
Like,
or the best love story I've heard it called.
and it's just like, well,
Lolita is definitely thought-provoking.
I couldn't even finish it, honestly. And it
Really?
wasn't because I was so disgusted with the subject or anything like that. It's just like I just didn't care for it,
You
you
didn't
know?
care about it, huh?
And when I moved, I had a choice to move all my books, whatever. And obviously, books is the worst thing to move, right? So you really think carefully about which books you move, you know? And I did end up moving Lolita, and I still have it. And I'm like, someday I want to read it again because I just want to like come back to it. But it's tough when you go to a book and you're like, oh, everybody said this was the best book ever, huh? Yeah.
Not quite. Well, you know, the last one of the last novels I read had won a Pulitzer Prize,
Yeah.
which I sort of feel like, I guess it's not the Nobel Prize for literature, but it's a pretty good
It's a
prize, you know.
prize,
It's like
right?
the
Yeah.
Academy Award for a book.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it was sort of like, okay, that was decent. I don't know.
I think these awards should come out with like why it's good also, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like, here's why we thought it was good, just so you know. You know, like, finish the book first and then read it, you
I
know?
saw
And
that movie that was nominated for best, maybe did it win? The Sandra Bullock movie?
oh, The Blind Side.
The Blind Side,
Yeah. She
yeah.
won the Best Actress
She won
award
Best
for it.
Actress. Okay. I think the movie was nominated for
It might
something
have
too.
been. It might have been.
It was really not that great. I mean, it was
Yeah,
like,
you know, actually, it was funny
man.
because we were talking about it at work, and I haven't seen it also, but one guy's like, oh, yeah. It's just a book about, or a story about some kid who got adopted. And I'm like, okay. And did he die? He's like, no, he went.
That would have really given it some weight.
You know, because these movies are always having some really serious subject, right? It's
Right,
like,
right.
oh, no, he went to play football. I'm like, oh, but then he, like, got, like, hurt. Oh, no, he did really well. It's like, oh, okay. But then the woman who adopted him was somehow, like, she was not able to bear children. Oh, no, she just wanted to adopt him. Like, oh, but they had a big problem together. Like, oh, no, it just went really well. Like,
Yeah.
so what is going on in this movie? Like,
Yeah.
why is she winning the best of, I mean, what does she do really well in this movie? I mean, I should see it before I'm not at all
I know, she
disparaging
does. She
her
does a fine
performance.
job. She does a
Yeah.
fine job. I was just the movie was just sort of like meh to me. My girlfriend, it really tugged at her heartstrings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe I don't know. Maybe it's a
Chick flick.
I don't. You know, it didn't fit your chick flick mold though. It was kind of a family-ish film, I guess. But
Yeah.
even then, I found it kind of dull. I kind of like some family movies. But
Yeah,
this one was sort of like there wasn't any conflict. That
because a
was the
lot of, I mean,
thing.
a lot of times these award-winning movies have a lot of like this really sort of like deep, serious issue underlying it,
Yeah.
right?
Or they're just really good, but I think at the heart of any good movie, there's got to be a conflict. And with this one, I feel like they were kind of in the same way that that headline said three British people, you know? And they were playing on the fact that it was, you know, a southern white family and a poor black kid.
Yeah, you know,
And,
I mean, yeah, I'm like, when he described this, I'm like, yeah, and?
but it's based on a true story.
Okay,
So it's
right.
like, okay, if that had been fiction, would it have been incredibly corny and almost like,
Yeah.
you know, whatever? But it was a true story, so I don't know. I don't gotta make a movie about the one kid who survives the plane crash. Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
Depressing.
I don't know what.
Unless he goes on to be a triumph.
Actually, you know, sometimes I've always wondered about those movies. And I haven't seen very many of them, but the movies that kind of are centered around some event that happened that really just only was like a 5-minute event, you know, and it's like this whole, I mean, like really the plane crash was a 5-minute event,
Right,
you know,
yeah.
and then he was in the hospital, but not really much going on.
Usually those are made for TV movies.
I guess, but still, like it's 2.5, 2 hours long, right? I
Yeah.
mean, what did you do? Like, I don't really watch those things, so maybe I should see one of.
I don't know. We talk a lot about things we don't know anything about here at the Irregular Search for Truth. Hence the irregularity and the search, not necessarily finding.
all about the journey.
It's yeah.
It's not the destination.
Yeah. Though we have seemed to name our destination before ever getting a truth. That's where we're going.
It's where we intend
That's
to
where
end
we
up.
yeah. We might end up at falsehood.
Yeah, well, I think we often do.
Most likely. Anyway, should we end it there?
That's probably pretty good.
All right. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Thank you. And good night.